You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Continue on a Thursday. Mike McNamara with you. I want to thank Chris Woodbridge for joining us this morning. And giving us his thoughts on Wesley Fox and then the December and November issues of the Marine Corps Gazette. So my thanks to him for coming on. Gunner's going to write a chapter in my book. Yeah, Woodbridge thinks it's a good idea. Things I'd like my sons to know before they go to war, right? So, and so.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I've been the more I look at different books, it's like, you know, if you were a sergeant or a corporal or, you know, or even a senior lance corporal and you were looking to read something, right? And you saw the guys in here are everything from sergeants to major generals. Who all write a chapter, one thing they'd tell you that you should know before you go to war. Would you pick that up and buy it?
No, because I know everything before I go to war. I don't need someone else's advice.
Karnak,
are you kidding me?
Karnak says, yeah, how did you learn it? Oh, I learned it by eating at Las Quantas Milpa. That's how I learned it.
Yeah.
And breathing.
That's I walk by and I absorb your knowledge.
Exactly. It's like when it's like the.
It's like a Wi-Fi system.
Yeah, it's like that. No, it's like the. It's like the cell phones when you bump them.
When you bump them.
Yeah, they can transfer data if you bump them. You have a certain feature. You don't know about that. Yeah.
Mine, I don't have to bump. I just gotta push a button. I don't have to bump it.
Well, you can bump it. Okay. That's my point. Okay, couple breaking news stories. Report, Senator Franken groped an Army veteran during the USO tour. This is from the Associated Press. An Army veteran has accused Minnesota Senator Al Franken of inappropriately touching her more than a decade ago while she was on a military deployment in Kuwait. She's identified in CNN's Thursday report as Stephanie Kemplin, 41, of Mainville, Ohio. She's the fifth woman in the last 2 weeks to accuse the embattled Franken of sexual harassment allegations. Franken has welcomed an ethics investigation of the accusation. CNN reports that Kemplin met Franken, a comedian at the time, when he was on a USO tour in December of 2003. She got in line to take a photo with him, and she says he groped her right breast. So he's from your state, Mike. Any comment?
Quit saying that. You're gonna piss me off.
Oh, well that'll make me stop saying it really quick if you
don't,
get pissed.
Don't. This is a red line issue with me right now.
Don't go there. Mac, I've lived in Texas for 6 months. I'm a Texan. I even have a cowboy.
No. I've lived here since May of 2015, but that doesn't make it. That's what I'm talking about.
You're from Minnesota.
No. When you refer to that jackass,
yes,
and me being the same, that's what pisses me off.
Okay, this just in too. This just in. Texas Republican.
Because he's a senator.
Texas Republican Joe Barton says he will not seek re-election after nude photo of him was posted on social media. Okay, so which one of your states do you...
This is getting stupid.
This
is getting ridiculous.
It's going to get more stupid and more ridiculous, okay? Hold on.
Yeah, pretty soon you're going to have nothing but women in charge of everything because they won't sexually harass anybody, right?
Yes, they will.
Oh, I know, but where's the women allegation?
I don't know that women do this like men do. Well, they do it to each other.
Yes, they do.
They don't do it to men, though, right? I mean, just so people understand this. If you've been around the Marine Corps, I mean, they tend not to. There might be some that harass men, but among the lesbian community, they'll tell you that this stuff happens all the time.
Mac, you know, one of the biggest myths, like, especially on Camp Pendleton, when I was there, as Division Gunner, we had the sapper, right? Sexual response. Coordinator. The SARC. No, a sapper. I don't remember what it is. Whatever. Not a SARC, because that's a amphibious corpsman.
The SARC. The Sexual Assault Response Coordinator.
The SARC? Who's the...
The sapper? Okay. We're not talking about the same person, okay?
Yeah, he's the guy that runs with the C4 and blows the lines. I got it. But, okay, so the SARC. I thought it was something different. But anyway.
I think that's it.
She, without naming names or anything else.
Right, of course.
There were more male-on-male and female-on-male rape cases than there were male-on-male, or male-on-female. Sexual harassment.
There was more male-on-male and more female-on-female than there was male-on-female.
Yes.
All right. So among abusers, heterosexual males are the least abusing of sexual categories.
That's a fact.
All right. I'll need
where
to.
Where are you reading that from?
I'll need to footnote it. I mean, you're. I've never heard anybody say that, but it'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Heterosexuals vindicated for once. Well, certainly not playing out that way in the media. Oh, hold on.
Lauer takes the fall.
Another breaking story. Nancy Pelosi is now calling on Representative John Conyers to resign.
That's not what I was hoping to say. You were going to finish that. Nancy Pelosi is lost at sea. Nancy Pelosi is presumed lost after... You know, whatever.
No. Al Frank.
Continue.
So here's the question. Is Senator Franken done?
No, he apologized on national TV and expected to get right back to work. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, he was going back to work like Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I never told anybody, I can recite it, I never told anybody to lie, and I need to get back to work for the American people.
Right. I mean.
Scolded everybody.
Oral sex is not sex.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Right. Hello.
Right. Bill Clinton made that. I think that's a precedence in court. You can actually fight that now with the Clinton precedent.
It's called the Clinton definition of sexual relations. Hold on. Here he is. Here's the big man right here.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's Kid Rock.
Yeah.
He's a big man, too.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
You're scolding us.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah.
Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people.
Thank you. Yeah. That's
thank you, Mr. President. I love that line. When he's scolding you, looking at you, could have just said, look at me in my eyes there, American people. Are you looking at me? I did not have sex with that relations with that woman. I did not tell people to lie.
Yeah.
That's pathological. That is.
Franken did the same thing.
Franken didn't get any better.
Franken did the same thing. He said, well, you know, do you think any, when he was asked at that press conference, do you think any more of these things are going to come out? He said, well, if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would tell you that no, that nothing would ever come out. You know, so I can't really say. Wait a minute, you can't tell us standing here if you've groped women, if you're a serial, like, groper, if that's part of your deal? Right. Right.
So Matt Lauer takes the fall. Jimmy Kimmel. Someone told me, did he take a...
No,
is he,
not yet.
Now
not yet.
He's a
not
target?
Yet. No, I haven't
you
seen...
You know, he's... He was the host of The Man Show.
So it doesn't mean he's like a serial, like, sexual harasser, assaulter.
Who in their right mind takes the job of judging women jumping on trampolines in slow motion?
That wasn't... That was a little clip before the show. That was... Did they judge that? I don't recall that on The Man Show. I watched it a handful of times.
That... Those guys, Adam Carolla, I think his name, right?
Yeah,
and
Adam
Jimmy
Carolla,
Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. That's how they
just
both started.
Watch. Yeah, that's how they got their... You know, I was funny last night. Someone... who's the guy that owns TMZ?
Harvey
Harvey Levin?
Levin. Did you see the video of Matt Lauer looking down that girl's sweater?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
And Mike, I talked about that a little bit ago because I saw the same thing. What's crazy about that is he's anchoring the Today Show. They're on a break, but that video feed is going all over. And his mic is open, right? His mic is open.
And that's 2006.
Right. And it's like the gall that he has, and it's really creepy because if you didn't see this, it's pretty amazing. He looks at this, he's on the phone, and he says, okay, I'll meet you out front, see ya. And then he looks, and he says, hey, nice sweater. And then he says, hey, keep leaning forward, that's a great view. And just like that, and then he keeps, like, what? And with open mics and other people around that can hear it. And you're just thinking, that's unbelievable. That's the arrogance of that dude is amazing.
And what's unbelievable is his co-host. And there was another audio or something that was done that he said something inappropriate or he did something inappropriate. There was two things that they were talking about there. But his co-hosts were feeling, you know, like, oh, we feel bad, and oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening to him, and we never saw this coming type of thing. And you're like, wait a second, you were around a person who used to comment about women's body parts or make them do things, you know, just like, and you never saw this, or it's going to get...
That's
good. But so anyway,
it's going to get better.
The
latest is Russell Simmons, who's a rap guy, accused of raping a director's daughter in graphic detail.
You know, you might as well put every singer, celebrity type person in the sexual harassment category, thinking that, you know, because that list of who didn't do it is going to be a lot shorter than who did do it. And
let me tell you,
this is not going to stop.
He doesn't say very many smart things, but that was just actually downright brilliant right there. And it's true. The list of people that I don't know. That's probably overstated.
No, Matt, come on. Unless they're, I mean... So here, let me finish this last night.
No. Hold on. Let me give you a couple more stories.
This is part of that story.
Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State as of January 1st, and Senator Tom Cotton might be offered a job at CIA, and then Mike Pompeo would become Secretary of State. What do you think?
What?
Yeah.
When did Rex? When did my good old boy Rex get?
Your boy Rex. This is in the Washington Post. The White House has developed a plan to force out Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, whose relationship with President Trump has been strained, and replace him with Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, perhaps within the next several weeks, according to senior administration officials, plural, on Thursday. Pompeo would be replaced by Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, also a key ally of the president on national security matters.
Does Arkansas have a Republican governor?
Yes, of course they do. Come on, man. You know how the game gets played. We're not going to do that. We're not going to go. We're not going to do that. So, yeah, it's,
well,
all,
I'm
it's
just,
all good.
I'm
marketing.
Curious. I didn't know. I had to ask that because I was like, shit, that might bite you in the butt.
All right. So, and the other thing I want to say is Matt Lauer breaks his silence. I'm truly sorry that I got caught.
Sure you are.
I am caught.
Yeah, because you're not getting your $20 million next year.
Yeah, and your
bonuses. Everybody, shit, I'd be sorry if I got caught when I got salary of $20 million and now I got fired.
No, I got zero.
You want to see sorry? You give me $20 million this year and then say I'm going to get $20 million next year, but then fire me.
Okay, now
you'll see sorry.
Yeah, you'll see sorry. You'll see an act of contrition. Matt Lauer's former boss, whose former boss is now running CNN, named Jeff Zucker. I didn't know this, Matt. Now, do you think that's a lie or the truth?
I think it's a lie.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? The one woman says that I went to them in 2001. Okay, 2001. And they knew about it then. They simply wouldn't do anything about it. Because how does the game get played? Hey, look, Matt denies that this happened. And if you want to go public with this, we'll go ahead and lawyer up. You can lawyer up. Our lawyers are killed your lawyers, and you'll never work in this business again. So what do you want? Right? That's the way. That is exactly the way the game gets played.
When you fight the top of the pyramid, yeah, that's the man.
Yeah.
You better have some deep in out of pockets because... Oh. In the end, you got to ask, was it worth it? They're going to destroy you. Over what? That's what I'm going to tell you. At mediation, you're going to do this, you're going to have 9 lawyers sitting across from your little guy that just graduated from public defender school.
Right.
And they're going to be looking at you going, okay, we're going to bring a team. And not only when you start doing this, we're going to look through your background.
Yep.
And if we find out you so much shit outside by a tree,
right?
We're gonna go public with that.
Or you could even urinated in a bottle in a tent and thrown it outside. Oh, we're gonna find out about that
too.
You're done.
The way we're gonna spin this, wait.
So look, the only reason we're doing this is he denies it. He says it never happened. And so for them to say, I didn't know this, Matt. Right.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And the next group of people are going to be this whole group of people that that enable these people, that heard these accusations and went into guys like Zucker, you know, and then Zucker said, what does Matt say? Matt said he didn't do it. Okay, then there's your answer. Is that it? That's it?
Yeah. Listen, if you're one of these big, highfalutin CEOs that's going to make the news because you were a sexual harasser, go to your board right now, make out a golden parachute deal, and retire.
Yeah.
Quick. Save yourself the embarrassment. Get out quick. Do it now. If you're a politician, well, then just say you're sorry and go back to work. But watch that video of Bill Lyon because that's the golden standard. If you can pull that shit off, you are a politician. No eye blinking. Man, he had me convinced.
What? Okay, so if you didn't listen to this, though, this is a guy who's had an intern, a White House intern, right, giving him oral sex, right?
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office and doing other impure things with her. And he has the unmitigated gall to stand in front of the nation because this is the game that gets played. Okay? This is the game. And so here you go.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Now, the audio cuts off, but there's a huge cheer of the assembled staff people in the office at that little thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, that is...
How many times do you think he took to do that?
Oh, he could tell a lie standing on his head. He didn't even have...
No, I think he... I think there was some takes in there.
He's a natural. He's gifted. He's a gifted politician, which means he's a gifted liar.
But that his voice inflection is perfect. I want you to listen to me. Take control. Yes, Papa. What is it, Papa?
Oh, don't say Papa. That's an emotional term.
Oh yeah.
There's all kinds of news, and it's all coming down. If you're an abuser, you know, my sister called me and we were talking. She said, "Have you ever done anything like that?" I said, "No, I don't have that kind of confidence with women." You know, I said, "Besides, I have
done what?
Like
grab a woman's boob?
Yes, sexually harassed a woman like that." And I said, "No, I don't have that kind of confidence." I said, "Look, Dad wasn't around. Mom raised us pretty much, and I had three women around. I've been kind of intimidated by women a lot of my life." She said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, believe it or not." I said, "I mean, can you imagine?" I said, "I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, why do you want to be with a woman that doesn't want to be with you? Like, you know, you could be, you know, have a few drinks,
yeah,
and you look and you look at her and you say, 'Hey, baby, what's up?' And she says, 'Get away from me, idiot.'" And like, oh, she likes...
It's tough enough to put up with their shit when you like them.
Oh, she likes...
Imagine putting up with their shit when you don't, when they don't like them.
She likes me. How can you tell? Oh, she told me to go to hell. Hey, hey, if you don't get out of here, I'm going to call the cops. Oh, yeah, that's the one I want to be with? Like, come on. She wants no
that's
part...
That's the woman of my dream.
Right. I don't know. It's just, no. So I said, no. I said, no, I don't, like, why would you? I said, it's what I don't understand about prostitution and men wanting to be with a prostitute, okay? Like, what do you think she's thinking about while you're, like, doing your thing? Like, her grocery list? How long is this going to take before she can get back down to the
schedule.
Bar?
She's going through her schedule. Man.
Yeah, so that's really something that you want to do? I've always thought that was kind of humiliating. Right.
That's why I've only been to like one strip bar in my whole life, because when I was there, I felt bad for them.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh God. Yeah, I just couldn't. No, I didn't like it. It was just, and it wasn't in the Philippines or anything. It was just some little junky bar in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We went there, and I was like, within 30 minutes. I was like, "Are you guys kidding me? This is what you think is like entertainment? Like, this is pathetic." And I was that guy that was trying to reason, you know, talk to one of these poor girls, like, "You know, you're better than this."
No, you seem
so
like a
look out for.
But you seem like a strip club guy.
Oh, thanks, Max.
You have strip club. When I see you, I see strip club.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. God damn! Don't ever let me call you and have you give a recommendation on my behalf. Oh, Mike's a straight up guy. He's a strip club kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Well, you're prior enlisted. You're of the Pineapple Tribe. Come on, they love the used to have lingerie shows when you were in the Marine Corps. Yes.
We were going places with this conversation.
Friday afternoon. Why are there all those cars in the parking lot of the Staff NCO Club? Oh, they're having a lingerie show there. What?
I never knew about that stuff. That was probably an East Coast thing.
No, I've never been an East Coast Marine. That's a West Coast thing.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Oh, really?
We did get, I was part of, well, it wasn't me, but my unit, they got their girlfriends and wives out there in bikinis to wash cars to raise money for the birthday ball in the summertime. And then they were told to stop after one of the most successful car washes in Camp Hope in history.
So they had them in their bathing suits on Vandegrift?
Dude, they had them like, they had them in, oh no, it was by Santa Onofre. Exit, you know, that mall up there?
Yeah.
and some of these, most of them were girlfriends. There were a couple wives, but most of them were girlfriends, and they were all like, you know, 20, 21 to 25 years old in bikini tops and like cut off jeans,
right,
bottoms.
Right.
And dude, I'm telling you, I think it was just donations. They didn't put a price up there. People were donating 40, 50 freaking bucks, you know?
Shut up.
And they were just, I am serious. The money they made was ridiculous.
Would you like armor all on your tires? How much is that? $60? No problem. Do it twice.
Can I sit in my car as you wash it, please?
That's pathetic.
No, they make a lot of money. They got in trouble for it.
Of course.
I don't think they got. You can't turn the money back over, right? You like
no, you can't.
Doesn't keep receipts.
No, you can't. Everybody, men of action tend to get in trouble. All right, they're just like the
policy
whole...
was made after that notorious car wash that you can't use women in that business.
That's wrong. Yeah. That's being, you know, borderline sexual. Is it sexual harassment or is it marketing? Is it the same thing?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think it'd be both. It's inappropriate. It's unethical. Oh, so we're getting to the last hour. Can I talk about my eye doctor thing real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the eye doctor for the very first time ever yesterday.
Yeah.
You
have glasses. You wear glasses, though.
Reading glasses.
Oh, okay. So you just went to the store and bought those and say, these work. I don't need to go to the eye doctor now. I fixed it. Nice. Muscleman on it. Nice.
So that doesn't work. this lady just pushed her shopping cart in front of, you know, why not?
What? Are you going to tell the story about the guy looking in your car at Walmart this morning, too?
Okay, since I'm here, I'm back at Walmart now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got to pick up the PD mount. So, let me finish eye doctor. So the eye doctor, he says, we're talking about stuff, and he goes, is there anything special you want your glasses to do? I said, yeah, you know, because lately it's this short-range stuff, my front sights and my pistol are kind of hazy a little bit, and it's hard for me to pick them out. So I've been trying to think out of a different way so I can see my front sight post and still see the target from, you know, pistol shooting. So we're trying a couple different things. He goes, like, how far do you hold your pistol out? And I'm like, I'm about right here. And then we're doing this stuff, and he's like, I'll be right back. So he walks out of the office, leaves me with Brittany, who's the helper, the intern.
Right.
And then he comes back with his gun case, and he's got his Sig Sauer in there, and he pulls it out, and we clear it. And so I've got my eye doctor's gun in his office, and I have the gun extended, you know, like I'm aiming it, and he's doing the better or worse, better or worse, better. Is this better now than this, than this? Kind of like you do the thing. I was laughing, and then, you know, at the end, then we do it. He gives me two prescriptions, one for reading, one for shooting. And then we're like looking in, we're talking about stuff. And he goes, I said, you know, only in Texas will your eye doctor bring out his gun so you can actually get shooting glasses done perfectly for your sight. And he's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Only here.
So any doctor that shoots would do that, okay? So quit, like, saying that Texas is all this and a bag of chips, because it isn't, okay? It isn't.
It is a bag of chips and a bowl of queso and all of this.
I'll tell you what, it's much better than Minnesota, no doubt. No doubt.
It's much better than California.
That's debatable. That's debatable. The Golden State? Yeah. We're all about it today.
Max, okay, well, no. You can't count just the geographical location of the environment. You got to add the people into it.
Okay, you know, I add the people into it, okay?
I'll tell you, San Diego is a gorgeous town.
Thank you.
Great weather, great area, great food, you know, just everything's great. The problem with San Diego, and just like California, is there's people there. It's called Californians, and most of those people are transplants.
I know.
Because your true California people.
Yeah, they're normal.
Are down to earth, normal people.
Yeah, I know.
It's been all these transplants, these people coming in trying to. This is what the California dream is, materialistic.
Yeah. Oh, there's the stupidest thing.
Have
you been to or like people that, you know, when they come out to visit, they're like, hey, can we go to Hollywood and Vine? And like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been there. Can we go to Venice Beach? Nobody who's from California goes to those places, okay? If you go to Venice Beach, you're gonna meet a lot of people from Nebraska, Iowa, Canada, Idaho, right? Mongolia.
Yeah.
All looking for themselves. Yeah, they're all looking for themselves because the people that have to that are from here, they're working to afford to live here. What? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those are all people searching for the dream. Hollywood, yeah, that's a bunch of people that are dropouts from theater across the country that come looking for something. But it's not native. It's not native Californians.
I forget.
So go home. Just go home, please.
Yeah, go back home and do something good with your life.
Yes, thank you.
We were on Hollywood and Vine with some friends of ours around town.
Tell the Walmart story.
And I'll never forget the comment was, why is there so many homeless people?
No.
I'm like, oh, you know what? Those are left out on the postcard for the TV shows of all these fancy, these beautiful celebrities walking down the street. Yeah, you don't see all the homeless people lined up on the wall.
Yeah, like the block of tents that the cops have to rouse after they're there for more than 24 hours.
Yeah, so. You can't go anywhere in the park without seeing some homeless person sleeping underneath a bush.
San Diego spent billions and billions of dollars, as Mike can attest. Mike, when was the first time you went to San Diego? What was the first year as an adult, as a Marine?
Born there.
Okay, what year? You didn't go down to Horton Plaza or anything like that as a kid because it was unsafe. So when was the first time you saw that?
Horton Plaza wasn't there when I was a kid.
Yes, it was. It was just prostitutes, bums, and all of that.
Horton Plaza?
Yeah.
Horton Plaza. It was. Yeah.
It's on Broadway. Shut up. Okay.
No, they renovated all the Gas Lamp District.
The Gas Lamp is behind Horton Plaza, okay?
No,
so
shit.
Anyway.
But
so
they. Horton Plaza didn't exist when I was a kid.
Mike, shut up, okay? Okay, so, yeah, you're completely showing your ass. You're like, hold on, let me pull my pants down. Mac, do you have a spotlight? Horton Plaza was created in, like, 1804, okay? That's how long it's been there.
This Horton Plaza we're talking about,
yeah. Vasco da Gama Horton. Yeah, that's who built
it. No. Not talking about, okay. The Horton Plaza that existed in 1904, I agree with you, is not the Horton Plaza today. The Horton Plaza today is a renovated, showcase, gem in the middle of a donkey.
But here's my point. Do you remember what downtown San Diego was like in the 80s?
Yeah, it's a shithole.
Oh, my God. It was a shithole. It was the mother of all shitholes.
Broadway was the movies where you see
porn movies,
hundreds of hookers.
Yeah. We just lost him. He got excited. He got excited and muted his own dumb ass. Unbelievable. Let me,
I was just calling back. I did mute myself. I'm on mobile now. So.
That's because your cheeks are so fat, they're spilling all over the phone.
Oh,
so anyway, so Horton Plaza, it's like the mother of all shitholes. It's like home. It's like some homeless people, but it was even too dangerous for homeless people. So you had porn movies, tattoo theaters, you had the YMCA down there, right? It was just
the Greyhound bus people.
Oh yeah, it was like all those elements converging in downtown San Diego, and a lot of young military people going in and out of bars and pawn shops, just nasty on top of nasty. San Diego spent billions of dollars to completely redo their downtown, and it's gorgeous now. The Gas Lamp, the Warehouse District, Petco Park,
Old Town,
Yeah, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And it's being overrun by homeless people because the weather in San Diego is so nice.
Yeah, and you can be homeless year-round.
Yeah,
you don't have to migrate.
It smells like piss. It's disgusting. And the downtown people of San Diego are like, get them out of here. We spent billions of dollars for what? So, and they're all, you know, and it's a mental health issue. We've been talking about that relative to guns, too. It's a mental health issue.
Right.
These people are, you know, they've lost everything, and now they're living on, you know, they're living on the street. And it's on the west coast. On the west coast, it's moderate weather, so you don't need a heavy duty sleeping bag. You can like year round with a medium sleeping bag. So there you have it.
Right.
So
you don't have to migrate. That's why like there's two Egyptian geese that live on the golf course. They don't migrate. They just live here. They got smart. Why fly, exert all that energy when you know what? We can survive here all year round.
Egyptian geese, where do they go to? Where do they go back up to Canada? Do they go to Egypt?
I don't know where they go, but I just know we got two resident Egyptian geese that live here on our golf course.
Okay, tell the story about the guy looking in your car at Walmart.
Oh, so this morning I go to check and make sure that the TV stands are going to be in to pick them up. My wife ordered on Black Friday. So I get there, and as I'm walking back out to the truck, I look and I see a young man, beard, baseball cap, jeans, and a little sweater, polo, hoodie. Got his hands cupped. You know how when you're looking through something that's kind of reflective, you put your hands cupped around your head.
Around your eyes,
well, the problem with all of this is he's doing it through my back window in my truck. And so I'm like, what the? And I'm thinking to myself, like, that's not my truck. No one's that stupid. So as I'm walking back up, walking towards him, I'm making sure that one, my holster's free and clear if I have to, you know. So I walk up and I say, excuse me. He turns, looks at me like, you know, I'm the jackass for, you know, causing him for disrupting whatever he's doing. I said, can I help you? Oh, no, I'm just looking. So, well, you're looking in my truck. Oh, I thought this was my friend's truck. I'm sorry. Your friend's truck? How did you get confused my truck with your friend's truck? Did you see the plates when you came up behind it? Oh, I didn't look at the plates. I just saw the color. The color is just like my friend's truck. So, you know, it's a pretty popular color of Chevrolets. You might get hurt looking around in your looking for your buddy's truck, you know. And he goes, no, I'm just leaving. You know, just like that weird moment, like, what the hell? Well, you see something, you're like, the same. No, I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. There's no one that stupid. And then you're reminded, no, there's plenty of people that stupid. So,
especially at Walmart. Walmart attracts a certain breed.
Craziness.
Exactly. And you go there.
But you know what?
What? It's
you don't believe me. What? But when you come out here,
yes,
you'll see for yourself.
What?
Go to the Walmart in Lake Forest, California. You take Lake Forest out off the 5 and head up towards 241, I think it's the toll road, right?
Yeah.
And there's a Walmart back there by that Target.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong back there. That's not Walmart country.
I know. No, but you go back there, Max.
Yeah.
And so you're in Orange County.
Right.
Orange County is not a cheap place to live.
No, especially
back there, too.
Back there is not. Homes.
Yeah, it's pricey back there.
Yeah, and?
But I don't know if they do it just to keep that Walmart thing going and bust these weirdos in, but that Walmart, there were crazier looking people in that Walmart than the one in Stafford, Virginia.
I don't believe that for a second.
Go.
No
Go.
Way.
Go.
No,
Go.
I'm sorry. Go. I don't believe
I dare you. I dare you.
I'm not going to go all the way just to look at the freaks that go to Walmart. But if you go.
No. You don't believe me. Go. Go look for yourself. Experience that for yourself. That's an expedition. Go on that expedition.
No. If I'm ever in the area, I'll swing by just to see if it's true. But it's but how does Walmart. Why does Walmart attract such a unique clientele? It's like going to the county fair.
The one image that I can never get out of my head,
yeah,
even to the day I die, is when I was driving in that park, I see a young girl, she's probably about 18, 19 years old,
yeah,
5'5", wearing a pink Dallas Cowboy half-cut jersey.
right? Showing her midriff, right? Boots on.
Yeah.
Jean, cut off Daisy Duke jeans.
Yeah.
A ball cap on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's probably about 375 pounds. And the clothes that she's wearing is probably about two sizes too small. So it looks like, you know when you squeeze a bag of cheese or something? Yeah. That's what that looked like. And that's when it hit me, like, where the hell do these people come from?
Hey, where, you know what? My Marines.
Riverside? Did they come to Riverside?
My Marines taught me a long time
ago. Norco?
Norco. My Marines taught me a long time ago. Hey, sir, big girls need love, too. I mean, come on. Why don't be hating on big girls? Just because you don't like them.
I don't hate on them. I mean, and you're right. They need it. I was never the one to give it. So.
Yeah, but there's a whole.
I wouldn't have been here today.
There's a whole segment of the Marine Corps that that would not.
Oh yeah, there's like a.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a whole area that deals nothing but with that stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole segment of the female population that would not know sex were it not for Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
They're like Star Trek, boldly go where no man dares. Right? Because the rest of the
That's a bold man.
Because the rest of the female population won't speak to them.
Like, yeah, no, that's right. Bold.
All right, sir. You know what they say. Mike, go ahead and finish your statements. If they don't meet your standards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lower them.
Oh, I don't do that. I got high standards.
No, that's. Let me tell you, enlisted Marines, junior enlisted Marines are hilarious, especially in California because, you go into a bar and you got that haircut and you're a young guy, women just like roll their eyes, really? Right now, if you're like maybe, if you're like Tom Cruise or some maybe great looking guy who can overcome that. Maybe.
That's why all the officers' wives, always go after enlisted guys when their husbands are gone.
But the rest of them, it ain't happening.
Yeah, I know.
It ain't happening. You're just there to get drunk. All right, behave yourself. Bye, hey, don't get thrown in jail.
I won't. I'll try not to.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
That is Michael Musselman here on All Marine Radio. The That'll do it. Wow. Yeah. All of that in one program. From Tom Drowdy to Mike's confrontations in the parking lot of Walmart. So anyway. My thanks to Tom Drowdy for coming on and talking about Colonel Wesley Fox. My thanks to the editor and publisher of the Marine Corps Gazette. His name is Chris Woodbridge. My thanks to him for coming on. And talking about Chris Woodbridge, if you're just tuning into the program, he served under Colonel Fox at OCS. He talked about being a little bit intimidated. So you'll hear that momentarily. And then my thanks, as always, to Michael Musselman for coming on this morning. And make it smart about life. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. On a Thursday, All Marine Radio. Over and out.